Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 25th of May, recording at 8:29 p.m. British Standard Time. Well, as I speak, we've got something we haven't seen all that much of, which is a rip-roaring rally taking place on Wall Street. Dow's up 140, 16 and a bit on the S&P, and nearly 37 points on the NASDAQ Composite Index. Now, according to Bloomberg, it's rising on the back of Alcoa and higher raw material prices. They're certainly going up, but that sounds more like a convenient excuse to me. I think really this is in line with the fact that the 200-day moving average is held for the S&P and some other indices, although not the Dow and the NASDAQ, as you know, but the markets were oversold in the short term, and that is now helping them to bounce back a little bit. And there has been a lot of bearish news out recently, not least in the Middle East, in Iraq, and when people are focused on something like that, it has to keep getting worse before it's not only discounted, but a little bit over-discounted in the short term. Where do we go from here? Well, I'm delighted to see these stock markets rally up because my hedge position is relatively light. I've currently got a small, very small position in the FTSE 100 index, which is underwater at these levels, and in the S&P I've also got a partial position there, which is also underwater. That's a euphemism for saying it's currently trading at a loss, but as you know, I took profits when stops were hit, and I anticipated an S&P stop last week, and came out of what must have been at least about 80-85% of my short positions, which had not only hedged my remaining long positions in stock markets, but put me net short by a fairly substantial position. So this will be well received, assuming it holds for the last half hour here. This will be well received on Wall Street, in Asia tomorrow, and also in Europe. It'll create a little bit more of a bear squeeze, tempt some more people in on the long side, and I'm hoping that we do see these indices move up into at least the middle of their trading bands that we've seen this year, and preferably up near the higher side of those trading bands. Now, of course, the market doesn't care what I want, as I've often said, and I don't take it personally. Of course, it doesn't care what any of us want. The market is just a manic depressive mob running on sentiment and liquidity, as I've said many times before. But given Wall Street's performance here today, well, there is a chance that we will see that, good chance that we will see that further rally, and that will tempt me to come in and start selling short once again. As I've said before, the three things that markets can do, up, sideways, and down, what I would least expect, what would surprise me the most, would be for markets to go above this year's highs to any sort of meaningful degree. We could test those highs, and maybe one or two indices, maybe a few indices get through those highs, but I think that overall, what we're likely to see, it's a combination of sideways trading activity, which we've been getting more of the same, and the risk of a sell-off, which I maintain is still quite high over the next few months. Okay, now, bond markets against that background, where they're firmer in here today. And again, here also, I'd like to see the U.S. Treasury bond market pick up a little bit more, and that would create another short selling opportunity. But after the big sell-off that we saw, I'm certainly not going to press it, and I will wait for that market to come up, if that's what it's going to do. If it doesn't and heads straight back down, and I'm talking about bond futures now, U.S. Treasury bond futures, if they head straight back, were to head straight back down for any reason, I don't think they will because it's a deeply oversold market, but this is top extension activity, and as I've been saying all along. But if they were to bond, if the government bond market were to weaken quite sharply in the very near term, I think it would certainly cap and start the stock market rally and start to reverse it. I do have a small position in the JGBs, as the Japanese government bonds currently slightly out of the out of the money. I would be tempted to add if that were to rally a little bit further, as it easily could. The chart suggests that's quite likely. So I would look for that and hope for that, take advantage of that opportunity. In the currency markets, I'm not doing anything here at the moment, unusually for me, but we get more evidence, or I'm seeing more evidence, that the dollar's rally has ended. I've been saying this for a few weeks now, and despite Wall Street's gangbuster gains here, the euro is up against the US dollar. It's at 120.95, and it's been as high as 121.27 in here today. Remember when that started to pick up? Oh, I think it was last week. I said that if I did anything, if I had any position here, it would be long euro against the dollar, short dollar against various different currencies, including the Japanese yen. It's down a yen in here today, and I think we will go back down, see the dollar go back down, and probably get quite close to that low down around the 105 area. But this is basically range trading stuff, and I'm not tempted by these as yet. My last currency position, as you may recall if you've been listening for a while, was, I think it was last week that I closed out my euro long against the yen for a profit right around the 136.60 level basis. The spot price, we're currently what, sort of 135.33 in here today. What I am concentrating on, though, as you're probably aware, are these metal trades, which again, I'm playing the supply and elasticity theme, and I'm doing that with the natural gas as well. Taking a little bit of a breather in here, as is crude after yesterday's very big gains. Now, the metals are fascinating. I've been sort of in the money and out of the money in my smallish palladium position, which I've actually got to either roll forward or let expire tomorrow on my spread bet position. So it's a little bit in the profit. Closed here today at 253.25. Gold has continued to pick up. You remember I've been saying the last few weeks gold was in an accumulation zone. Did touch 390 earlier today. Closed at, well, last trading at 387.85. That's up 230. We had quite a good jump, I think, in the platinum today, 834 and a half. That's one of the that's the only precious metal in a shortage. So you've got a backwardation. Their premium of the spot price over the 3rd month price. But my big play in the metals is in silver, where I had commenced that baby steps buying operation. You can see a silver chart on the website if you haven't already looked at it. I put the July contract up here today. But you remember I started buying in late April on the baby steps basis. It's a little bit, well, it's more than a little bit of a risky tactic. I thought it was a risk that I could handle, but it is in the falling knife category. And as I've stressed in baby steps, and you'll see my major article on baby steps trading in the forum. That it works best when you have something that is really fundamentally bombed out and shows clear evidence of ranging, sideways ranging base formation activity. And it's a strategy where you don't use stops because you just get whipsawed, but where you accumulate on the dips, no stops, In other words, you average down on a losing position when it's soft, and you lighten a little bit on those positions during the rally, trying to harvest the trading range. Now, you can do that to a greater or lesser degree also, in things that are really overextended on the downside. You can also use it in things that are forming top formations, as I've done to a lesser extent with treasury bonds over the last year or so. And you can have I'll sometimes run a much smaller baby steps operation within trading ranges, within trends, because sometimes you get to trends that will hold up in trading ranges for several months. And occasionally, although I don't advise this, I'll use it in a falling knife type of situation where something's just being absolutely hammered low, and I think it's set up for quite a good bounce back in the opposite direction, or at least a base building phase. And that's the category that silver fell into. Now, you remember I started buying with a July contract, and I review this because I had a lot of emails on baby steps. And of course, I always tell you absolutely everything that I do in my own account. And I started buying the July silver in my sterling account. These are spread bet positions. And then when the move was going lower than I'd initially expected, and with baby steps, if I'm buying in something that's in what I describe as the falling knife category, I don't come in until the market's really getting oversold, and I mean objectively oversold, but of course there's nothing to prevent it from becoming much more oversold. And remember, silver got up to, I think, about $8.60, I think, and so I started coming in at about $5.50, and of course it fell straight down to $5. I bought all the way down, and it ranged around a little bit, and then took another nosedive down to down to $5.50. And I was buying in my dollar account, and I switched also to started pick positions up in the September contract as well. Now the bounce is coming through, and it's been a little bit slow. We had a bounce back few weeks ago, and for instance, that enabled me to halve a position that I'd picked up, and this is July, that I'd picked up at 561.5 back on the 29th of April. I'm looking at my dealing sheet here, and then I was able to sell that out on the 30th, 5 days later, at 608.5. These prices all include spread bet costs. So that was quite a good trade, but that was my first little profit in what has been an underwater position here in the baby steps accumulation phase, as I've been buying on weakness. And today, the market opened a little bit above my initial sell order. I think I might have said to you, I can't remember this, but I think I might have said that my first sell order was came in at 611 on the upside. It's closing out a long, but it was actually 601. I'd read the sheet, I'd read the sheet wrong. But at any rate, the market opened today above that, and I came out at 605.5. Now that was a small profit because it was against a purchase on the 6th of May at 596. But nevertheless, a profit's a profit, and it's first in, first out. But then my second level in the September contract was hit. That was my offer at 611. Now the price to me was 609.5. That's taking out the spreads, spread bet costs, which are high. So it's currently a 3 cent spread in silver. And those of you who trade through futures broker will say, well, that's absolutely enormous. But in the UK, you don't have to pay capital gains tax on these. And that sale at 609.5 was against the purchase at 576.5. So that's a better profit, obviously. And my next scale-up sell order is at 621, a price at 621. And then at 6:31, and those would be against purchases at 5.675 and 5.55. Now, I'd be lucky to see those quickly, but all I want out of silver at this stage is volatility. I'd probably prefer the upside of volatility short term to enable me to get some of those July contracts out before they come due or expire, in which case I'd roll them over. It would just make my account management a little easier to monitor. But again, as I say, the market doesn't care what I want to have, but it may well be volatile, and therefore I'll be taking profits if it goes up, and I'll be adding to my longs. Having let three little baby steps units go out, I can quite easily add to my longs on any setback from here. Okay, what else have we got going on? Oil, as I said, oil took a bit of a dip in here today, currently trading at 41.13 on the spot price NYME. That's still mighty high. And Wall Street is right where it was when I last spoke to you. I can't remember what I said, but it's up 143, 16.5. That was the Dow for 16.5 on the S&P and 40 on the NASDAQ. Have a good evening.